How's it, ladies and gentlemen? It's Nasipi Zwane, and I'm back with another episode of Sludge Underground Podcast. And today I have an epic guest for you in Nicholas Joubert. So this is an amazing artist. He's obviously a singer-songwriter. He's a model, and he's also an academic as well, which is why I'm really excited to just be jumping into everything that he does, how he finds the right balance, and essentially how he goes about maintaining his music career and being so successful at it. So the first thing I want to sort of look at, Nicholas, is the fact that, you know, in 2021 you dropped obviously your debut single in Someone New, and it was to critical acclaim. You know, you got playlisted, you're on East Coast radio, you're on 5FM, you know, you're on the UK charts overseas as well. So I wanted to find out from you in that, you know, how did you actually go about structuring a song that was just, that just became so popular in terms of, you know, getting that radio play and so on and so forth? What was your formula and how did you do it?
So firstly, well, thank you for having me. It really is such a great privilege being on the podcast. So obviously it took quite a bit of planning. It's connecting with the right people. So I had an excellent producer who helped me with the melodies and so for the song. I had great PR, I have a great management team that helped me. And then in terms of writing the actual song, I wrote it from a personal experience. At that point in time, I went through a breakup in my personal life. So, and people, you know, how can I say, you write from your heart. I think people find that it's better to connect from that point of view. People find it easier to connect with you as an artist. That's the words I was looking for. So yeah, we literally wrote Someone New Zoom, because at that point in time we still had the aftermath of the COVID pandemic, and so we weren't really allowed to travel. And then as soon as the regulations opened, I flew down to PE and I went to my producer's recording studio at River Road Records, and yes, then we recorded the song. He did all the mixing and all those mastering kind of things for the track, sent it back. And on my side, obviously, in the meantime, I was doing photo shoots, chatting with my publicist, you know, you're just planning the whole release. And then, yeah, I think we released in October that year.
I don't think an entire team, you know, gets enough credits. Obviously, we get to see the end product. We get to see, you know, you releasing the music, you know, as a solo artist. But at the same time, what you just mentioned there, you're giving us a lot of insights in terms of it, you know, being like a team effort. And one of the important things that you mentioned there was going through like a publicist. You mentioned your PR team. You mentioned obviously your producer and so on and so forth. How much importance would you place, you know, on having the right team and the right structure? And is a music career something that is doable on your ace, would you say? So just let's compare the two.
So firstly, you know, the right team is so important. If I have to rate it, I would actually say like at 9, 10. I mean, I don't think anything in life is, you know, standalone. You know, you need to have the right support system, people to give you the right advice, you know, to motivate you. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's the music industry is great, but not every day, you know, is a walk in the park. And you need the right team to motivate you and tell you, hey, listen, you know, it's okay. You know, maybe you didn't get the results you wanted, but then they show you all the positives that you have achieved. And I don't think that motivation would be always there if you don't have the right team. And then also the other thing is the team, you know, everyone has a different skill set. For instance, when we're talking about publishing or having a publicist, you know, my PR Genevieve, she has all the contacts, she knows what to say better than I do. And that's why I contracted with someone like Genevieve, because she's a professional at what she does, or you know, what she does. And she's been doing it for many, many years. And over those many years, she has gotten a lot of experience, and that's experience that I don't have. So then you pay for those skills. You pay for the team to help you achieve what you want to achieve, because you simply can't do it on your own.
That's very beautiful. And this is something I preach often, you know, when it comes to artists and just encouraging them to go through a publicist. Why do you feel your, just as a side note, this wasn't like a planned question or anything, but why do you feel your colleagues in the music industry, especially, you know, ones that are sort of still, you know, trying this music thing, why do you think they don't really, you know, go through publicists much? Because I find that you'll get someone who's super talented, but they don't have like a publicist or something. Is it maybe just a lack of information that's out there about, you know, publicists and such? What do you feel?
I think so. I think people underestimate the importance of a publicist. You know, publicists, they build relationships with radio stations, with podcasts, with TV shows, you know. And I think there's a reputational aspect to a great publicist. And, you know, as much as, you know, it's great being on radio, and that's also, it's not a right, it's a privilege. You know, radio, they don't have to playlist your songs. And I know as an artist, you think, oh, this is a great song, you know, radio or TV has to pick it up. And yes, it might be a good song, but it's not a right. So we're also I was very blessed, you know, to have achieved that success, and that radio allowed me the space, and that TV allowed me the space to showcase my music. But to get to that point, you need a publicist, you need the right team to believe in you. And yeah, I think that's just really why a publicist is so important. I cannot ever imagine doing a release without a publicist.
Future Nasipi Zwane here with my editing hat on as I am addressing you. It was at this point that my network decided to bomb out. So yeah, we pretty much continued recording, and one of the points that was actually lost within, you know, the sort of technical difficulty that was there was about how you go about achieving high numbers in terms of streams on the DSPs. And one of the things that Nicholas mentioned was that it's very important to brand yourself in a way where people can look at something or listen to something and just know that a lot of work and good quality, you know, branding and product has sort of gone into making the final, you know, release or the body of work, to a point where even if a big record exec could listen to something and they can hear that, you know what, this person actually invested, you know, in building up their brand and their image. So these were, you know, or this was one of the points that was lost within the technical difficulty that we experienced. But that also brought about the necessity to then switch to Microsoft Teams. So you might notice as you'll be listening onto this interview that there was a bit of a dip in quality, but I do assure you that the rest of the stuff that Nicholas and I touch on could definitely help you out if you're looking at improving or ways to improve in your musical journey. If you are a musician or whatever it is that you might be doing, these are practices that you're able to apply in the profession that you're in. So do continue to listen until the end and pick up on some of those gems. And thank you for tuning in this far once more.
2 hours later.
Awesome. So yeah, as I said, obviously right at the beginning of the show, is that you've got a lot of things that you're doing. So how do you go about finding the right balance between all three, considering that they're all very demanding professions as well?
I think it's all about prioritizing. For the past 2 years, by the time I released Someone New, I wasn't studying. By then I finished my undergraduate degree. So at the end of that year, I got admitted to do my honors. So last year I was busy with my honors. And then at the end of last year, I got admitted to do my master's, which I did this year. So it's all about prioritizing. You know, the University of Pretoria gave me an excellent opportunity to pursue my postgraduate studies. So that became a priority, you know, for me. So yes, you focus. I mean, yes, it does mean that you do not have as much spare time as you'd like, but it's only for 2 years, and then you qualify at master's level, you know, in my case now.
So yes, that's why my studies were prioritized. What I have been doing, I haven't been releasing, but I have been writing music. I've been building a catalog with my producer. So from next year, I'll hopefully be able to release. Well, not hopefully, you know, I'm planning a release next year. Also, the other day, I received a bursary from SAMRO that I applied for. So I'll be doing a music business course with them from January up until March. So I've been very fortunate enough that they have given me a bursary to study, to further my studies. But this time around, it's solely focused on the music industry. So I'm very excited for that. Again, it's just about prioritizing. I'm just excited to be, you know, getting back to music, you know, and doing releases, because it's what I'm passionate about. Like even, you know, the people in my life, they notice that whenever I'm busy with music, you know, my mood is lifted. You know, I'm much happier when I'm busy with music.
This is very beautiful. And, you know, congrats, obviously, on the SAMRO, you know, opportunities. It's one that is very massive. You know, the one thing that got me really excited that you also mentioned there was the fact that you have music, you know, that you're in the process of making, that you're going to be releasing within, obviously, 2024. So are you in a position to give us maybe dates or at least a month, maybe indicating when some of this music is going to be released, since we are in 2024?
So I don't have a date yet. Remember what I said about the photo shoots, the artwork, those kind of things. Yeah. So I still have to do that. So, and that also takes quite a bit of time. So I can't also foresee it being before March, especially with the SAMRO studies, you know, that I'm going to be doing from January to March. So yeah. I don't want to be spreading myself, you know, too thin, and then I fail, you know, in either one or the other. They do have high expectations of me. I need to perform academically. So yeah, I hope to do a release from March onwards this year.
Oh, I'm super excited. Are there any details that you can give me?
So what I have been writing was, this time around, it will be a love song. So yeah, I'm pretty excited because both my previous releases, you know, have been, you know, around breakups and moving on from breakups. This is a love song. There is another song that I've cataloged, you know, that I was planning to release as part of the trilogy. You know, it started with Someone New, then it was Hollywood Heels, and then there was a third song, but I decided not to release that one. So yeah, we wrote something else. I think we started that one end of last year, and that one's finished, you know, and ready for release, obviously, just the photo shoots and the music videos and stuff like that. But that's a love song.
I'm really excited to hear that one. I am a massive fan of, you know, Someone New in Hollywood Hills. So just having that follow up, especially after so long, you know, yes, between the releases, I'm super excited to hear what that's going to sound like. We obviously at the end of the show, but before we go, top three South African artists, your top picks.
Jeremy Loops, actually Will Lindley. I would put Will Lindley at the top. Yes, I attended one of his shows in August. Oh man, that guy's brilliant. So Will Lindley, Jeremy Loops, and Matthew Moll.
Obviously with the inclusion of yourself as well. That's a show I definitely come to see.
thank you so much. I really appreciate the kind words.
Hey Nicholas, I can't thank you enough for joining me on the show. I feel like I've learned, you know, quite a bit from you in terms of, obviously, if we are unpacking the show, Someone New, obviously having been playlisted on radio, you know, you gave us the breakdown in terms of how to go about, you know, writing the perfect song that is suitable for radio, and the importance of a publicist, and basically the best way to balance out, you know, everything that you've got going, if you have quite a bit going, and then obviously your top picks as well. And I really hope that the listener has learned a lot as well. And obviously with that being said, if anyone who has thoroughly enjoyed this episode wants to continue following Nicholas on his journey, where should they sort of find you?
So they can find me obviously on socials, but I do have a website that links to all my socials. So the website is at www.nicholashubert.co.za. Nicholas obviously with a CH, so it's NICHOLAS joubert .com. So they can find me there. And then I added all the links to my social media pages. But I am on Instagram, on Facebook. I've got a Facebook page, TikTok, a Twitter account. And then on the website, they can also sign up for my email list. And then from time to time, I send out emails, you know, tell everyone, hey, listen, this is what I've been busy with. Whenever new merch comes out, I also send that on the email list. So that's just my way to keep contact, you know, with my fans. So yeah, they're more than welcome to sign up to the email list. In fact, I encourage it.
Nicholas, thank you once more. I think it's probably fitting for us to play out with Hollywood Hills, considering it was the latest or the last one that came out, for anyone who maybe hasn't listened through. But I do want to encourage you to also check out our website, www.sledgeunderground.com. That's where you're then able to find all our episodes, as well as some merch. We've got sledgeunderground.store for all that there. It is the absolute best way to support the show. Be on the lookout for us on social media at Sledge Underground on Instagram, at Sledge Underground Podcast on Facebook, at Sledge031 on Twitter, more formally known as Twitter, now it's X. And yeah, YouTube channel, don't forget to subscribe. It's something that we recently started out, and your subscription would mean a lot. So we're going to be closing out. It's been an informative episode with myself and Nicholas. We hope you have a really awesome 2024. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, it's bye for now.
Someone new threw out the old me, now only focused on myself. Got sunshine on my mind, now I'm catching waves. Guess I'll be okay.
Right?
Need a little vacation, so I'ma take me there. But in a situation, it's not fair.
Hollywood.